It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Tomatoes.
Mike Francesa appears to rip, fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show.
Oh, he just whipped his penis out.
Jeffrey Lurie, the Eagles owner, reflected on his interview with you a short time ago. And what stood out to him, not only was that you made a mark enough so that he was going to hire you, but that you also ordered 3 steaks.
Oh, come on.
Is that
That's
true?
What he said? He's too funny.
So you did. Wait. So let's set the record straight. You did or didn't order 3 steaks?
Well, I might have. But I don't remember ordering 3 steaks. I'll take credit for it, though. I mean, I'm one of the Forkedarians, so I'll take credit for it.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. And Rich is down in Miami, and so everyone that's been emailing me and contacting me on social media, the reason Rich is down in Miami and we are not is not because I'm having any kind of personal issue or because I, quote-unquote, bitched out on going to Miami. It's because it was not in the budget. Now, if you think of the two shows that are in Miami, they would have one thing in common, is that they're at NBC Sports Boston. So Rich wanted to go. He wanted to get audio. So they sent Rich. And I'm glad he's there. And I don't mind not being there at all. But that is it. It is as simple as a fiscal budgetary decision. They make the budgets at the beginning of the year, and we were not budgeted to go. Because we don't go when the Patriots aren't there.
Well, we do now. From here on out, we do.
Well, until I bitch out.
When the Super Bowl's in L.A. in 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of bitching out, I have been informed of something, which I'm sitting here just laughing at myself. So apparently there's somebody who has not made it into work yet. And maybe the reason is that they partied a little too hard at the Loon last night.
We're on Twitch, so let's get Nick in here.
Nick had a great story this morning.
All I know is that there was a certain get-together over the Loon with the Kowloon crew.
Yeah, it was the unofficial holiday, unofficial, they said, holiday party for the gang. And I'll tell you this much, is that Marshall Hook was there. Sean Grandy there.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean,
did you think Sean Grandy had hair?
Yeah, because he does commercials for hair replacement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I know.
All right, well. Okay.
So,
it hadn't kicked in yet.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was invited and I couldn't go. I'm sorry.
I was not personally invited. I mean, Jay Stu told me.
You were.
No, Jay Stu told me. Jay Stu pulled me aside and said that I was invited. But yes, there was a party at Kowloon. And it went so deep into the night. Bird, I was talking this about with Dan yesterday. Bird's got the best job. To be Bird is to be in heaven because he doesn't particularly have anything that he wants to do with his life.
And he can't bother to listen to the show. He can't be bothered. He bought, do you know that he bought speakers for his computer in the other room so he could plug in headphones into them to listen to the computer instead of the show?
Oh, man.
Like, he invested in something to not listen to the show with his own money.
I mean, this is just stepping outside of, you know, the whole jokey part of all this. He's got to listen to the show. Mm. I mean, that's just like, he has two jobs. That's it. Listen to the show and answer the phones when we ask people to call.
Okay. Well,
like, that's literally it. But, and you kind of need part
one. Well, he doesn't do either. So, it's funny, I'll be talking on the radio and because I have the phone in front of me. And I'll be talking on the radio, and I'll see the phone ringing. And I'll be like, this is odd, because I'm talking on the radio, and I'm seeing the phone ring. Anyhow, he won't be in for a while. He's informed us.
Okay. But this is so great.
So last night, it was all hell broke loose at the Loon. And you got, by the way, Rich, because Nick is not going to tell the story correctly, at the end of the night, not only did you get a tote bag, a Calhoun tote bag, you got a Buddha mug, like to hold your drinks in.
The tiki mug, right, yeah.
Yeah, which is fairly, but, I mean, much like PBS, you get a tote bag.
Now, Ryan Johnston, I looked at it, Ryan Johnston posted a picture of that tote bag. He was really happy with
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
you got tchotchkes as you left?
Well, yeah. Rich, not only that is nothing went to waste. What they did is they gave you a box of which, because there was so much food, it was an assault to the senses. But you got so much food that they gave everyone a box, a to-go box, in anticipation of taking the food.
Oh God! I'm just thinking of Bert. Like when Dan told me that Bert wasn't there yet. Well, all right, you know, people can be late. And then he goes, "Oh yeah, last night was the Calhoun thing." And I just started laughing. I mean, dude just banged it out just way too hard. Is there anybody else who's not going to show up to work today?
Well,
because
no.
Every other employee of the station was there last.
Well,
night.
Well, no, everyone's here except for Bert. But Bert is late, and I don't even care. But like, I really don't. But Bert is late. Dan, once a week, it goes unnoticed to us.
It does, yeah. Sometimes it goes unnoticed because he'll wander in.
Yeah,
you know, he's quiet when he comes in the morning. He doesn't really say a whole lot, and he sits down
and gets himself ready. This is like the greatest show because we don't take phone calls. So, like,
well, maybe there's a reason we don't take phone calls because they're not up and waiting for us.
No, there's don't take phone calls generally because no one wants to hear phone calls. But, Nick, you were there last night. I mean, who was kind of presiding over the festivities?
Well, it was Sarge and Jimmy Stewart and Joe Murray. It was also there.
Oh, yeah. Joe Murray has stepped up huge. I think Joe Murray is at Kowloon more than anyone else.
I would believe
him
that,
and,
yeah.
Him and Sarge, yeah. I think. Even more than Jay Stu, because Jay Stu, you know, he's kind of stepped back as the consigliere.
Well, he's got a kid. The thing is that Murray's there once a week because Murray, like, can't pass by it without going in. And, like, Murray...
It calls to him.
And Murray, like, loves, tropical drinks. So that is what Murray's doing. So how was it last night? So Sarge was kind of in control?
Yeah, he was. And Jimmy Stewart was quiet in the corner, as usual, you know, talking to a few other people.
Yeah, people...
And like I said before, Sean Grandy was there, and Dan Lischatz, Mason, the digital team, was also there. Kristen, Marshall Hook, he was drinking Diet Colas, and a bunch of people. There was probably like 13 or 14 people there last night.
I'm listening to that roster that you just listed. The amount of food that Andy Wong must have given away last night astounding.
I posted it on Instagram. It was ridiculous how much food there was last night.
Is Murray just all in on the food?
Well, you guys missed it 2 years ago. The last one I went to, Ted Johnson, who had just been hired by the station to do part-time stuff, he showed up because he's like, you know what, let's meet the people. Ted Johnson sat down and just destroyed
an entire table of food.
He thought it was an official station event, and when he showed up and it wasn't, he was like, oh, what am I doing?
No, but he said, I'm hungry, and I'm a 260-pound former NFL linebacker. I'm going to go kill people. I'm going to kill all this food at the table.
He didn't make that mistake again. He didn't show up last night.
No, I would figure he wouldn't. So it was... When you're there, like, how does Sarge prove his dominance over the situation? Oh. Does he pee on things?
No, he likes to crack jokes, you know? He's a jokester.
Yeah.
He's a jokester.
Okay.
Yeah. But does he, like, eat up? Like, does he, like, manja?
Oh, yeah.
As if he's responsible for it? As if he's like, does he kind of put an air out there, like he's the one that you should be thanking for this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He was the one that you gave the money to, you know. Everybody was encouraged to bring money for the talent.
For a tip, yeah.
So he was collecting the money, so he felt, you know, like the kingpin.
All right, I do have a beef to pick with you, and it ain't a beef teriyaki from the Kowloon.
All right, that's right. Well, one day, I think that, I believe our next show party will be at Kowloon.
Oh, nice.
And that might be the
there he is.
I've never been there in Kowloon. All right, so, Rich, you were at the big, what do they call it there?
Opening night. They've branded it. It's now something that is a, they've made a media spectacle out of it. They invite fans to come by and cheer them on, but it was at Marlins Park, which... They literally dropped a baseball field, not literally, they figuratively dropped a baseball field right in the middle of a neighborhood. It might be the worst planning, just schematically and traffic-wise, I've ever seen for a stadium in my life. And, of course, all paid by the taxpayers, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. Jeffrey Lurie.
No traffic. No one goes.
Great point. Yeah, God forbid that team be good.
So you talk. I've been – everyone here has sworn to secrecy. They will not tell me anything. But there is – you have talked to – I heard you talked to a lot of people.
I did. I talked to a ton of people. I talked to – well, just to name a few, Jimmy Garoppolo. We'll hear from him. I talked to him for a while. I talked to Patrick Mahomes, the great – Andy Reid. I got there an hour and a half early just so I could stand in front of Andy Reid's little booth and no one could knock me out of the way. I was there as soon as he showed up for that. Oh my gosh, Travis Kelce, tons of other people, Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, so we'll have audio.
Sammy Watkins.
Maybe.
All right. Well, now when's Fesco on?
In about 15 minutes.
Okay, so he's going to be on after the next break.
Yeah, we're going to do the next break. We'll do a little bit of what happened last night. And then when we come back, maybe at 6:35, you know,
hey,
we'll...
Boston, kiss my ass twice.
All right, so remind me, Fesco Mountains?
Pompous. Yeah, Pompous Mountains.
I mean,
Mountains and Maine.
The judge's name is Rosen in Massachusetts.
Judge's name was what?
The Honorable Judge E. Rosen, whoever, in New England.
Right. Okay, and then he's really into soup.
Yeah, the Chowderheads. He does not like the Chowderheads.
We're living inside the dome.
That's right. So he is, and I give him all the credit in the world. He agreed to come on, so at 6:35 we will have him on.
Does he know we make fun of him?
I'm sure he does. I mean, our listeners have copied him on many a tweet.
All right, well, we have an idea of how we're going to handle him. All right, Rich, Bird's here. All right, what is going on?
Some interesting things that have come out yesterday about the Kobe Bryant situation, including a story that was going around the internet that may not be true.
All right, we'll hear all about that in just a moment.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich this hour. Rich from the Super Bowl is brought to you by Eagle Lease.
So there was a story regarding Kobe Bryant that was making its way around the internet yesterday. Mike Tirico, who I think we all like as a broadcaster, goodness knows he was the one partner that could handle John Gruden, and that Gruden didn't look like he wanted to pummel. We're talking to you, Jaworski and Sean McDonough. But Tirico was being interviewed by Ryan Russillo. And Mike had a story about the respect that other players in the league showed Kobe during his final game.
So then Kobe gets fouled. He comes to the line. He's eventually going to go out a couple possessions later. He hits the first one for 59. He's at the line the second time. And you've got to watch on the free throw line, closest to Kobe, back to the camera, is Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward steps into the lane as Kobe's about to shoot that last free throw for 60, in case he missed it, to give him another shot for 60. That, to me, was the most unique example I could give to people of the fraternity of the NBA and the reverence for greatness in the NBA is at a different level than any of the other sports that we watch or cover. It was like Gordon Hayward, his team losing in this game. They blew a lead, blah, 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 blah. He had the complete wherewithal at 59 to just put a foot in the lane and look over at the ref just in case Kobe missed it to make sure he got another shot at 60. That is just one of those things that nobody ever remembers, that very few people see. But every time I see Gordon Hayward, I think of that.
You know, that's an awesome story, but unfortunately, it's not true. Yesterday, after that clip made the rounds, Gordon Hayward tweeted for the first time since Kobe's death, and he tweeted this. He said, quote, "The past day has been incredibly heartbreaking for me. Kobe is someone that I looked up to and admired and developed a personal relationship with. I've struggled so much with trying to understand the devastating news, and like many others, I'm still trying to process it. It has also come to my attention that there is a story going around tonight about an intentional lane violation that I took to ensure that Kobe would get his 60th point in his final game, and many are applauding me for the gesture. The fact of the matter is that it's not true. That was a night that I will truly never forget, as I can remember almost every moment of it, and my goal that night was to compete as hard as I possibly could against Kobe, because that is what he was all about, and I wanted to give him my very best. He got 60 on me, and I didn't give him anything free all night. What happened on the free throw line was not intentional. Kobe would have lost respect for me if I gave him something free. That's what made him so special. Rest in peace, Kobe. I'm honored to have shared our time on and off the court together." So after Hayward's tweet was sent out, Mike Tirico was quick to respond on Twitter saying, quote, "Please check out this thread from Gordon Hayward. So glad he clarified what I had always assumed was intentional that night. Our paths have never crossed since that evening."
Irresponsible reporting. He never even went to the source.
Mm-hmm.
Never went to the source.
What can you do?
That's journalism 101, baby.
Mm-hmm. Also yesterday, audio surfaced of Kobe Bryant explaining why he traveled so much via helicopter, and it's the explanation, it's pretty gut-wrenching.
You know, after school activities, all that fun stuff, even on weekends. But then traffic started getting really, really bad, right? And I was sitting in traffic, and I wound up missing like a school play because mm-hmm. I was sitting in traffic, and this thing just kept mounting, and I had to figure out a way where I could still train and focus on the craft, but still not compromise family time. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I looked into helicopters and be able to get down and back in 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that's when it started. And so my routine was always the same. Weights early in the morning, kids to school, fly down, practice like crazy, do my extra work, media, everything I needed to do, fly back, get back in carpool line, pick the kids up. And my wife was like, "Listen, I can pick them up." I'm like, no. I want to do that because, mm-hmm. like, you know, you have road trips and times where you don't see your kids, man, right. You know? So, like, every chance I get to see them and spend time with them, even if it's 20 minutes in your car, like, I want that.
Yeah, and there's actually audio that came out yesterday as well about – it was from the helicopter pilot to air traffic control, and it sounds like they were warning the pilot that he was flying too low for the conditions at the time. The pilot had been holding for about 15 minutes while other flights were taking off from this airport. And he requested clearance, and they said that, you know, unfortunately he was too low for the conditions. And I believe that was one of the last things that was said before the helicopter crashed. On top of all that, the Lakers yesterday decided to postpone the Clippers-Lakers game in order to let members of the organization grieve. It's going to be moved to a later, yet-to-be-determined date. Now, TNT is, however, going to feature a tribute to Kobe Bryant. It's going to be a one-hour pregame show leading into the Celtics game tonight, beginning at 7 p.m. I mean, I got to think that, you know, is this the first time Shaq has spoken? I saw him tweet something. I don't know if he was anywhere speaking, but I know that that's probably going to be a tough watch tonight with him, seeing that, you know, his relationship with Kobe, and it was an on-and-off, you know, love-hate type thing that the two guys had.
It was wildly up and down for a decade.
Yep. Well, Jimmy Kimmel, who has had Kobe as a guest 15 times, has become friends with him, did a really – it was odd to watch, but he did an hour-long tribute to Kobe last night with no studio audience.
"I can't imagine how much they are missed. This was a terrible loss for those families and for the Lakers, for Kobe's teammates, for his fans. It's just, there's no silver lining here. It's all bad. It's all sad. He was a bright light, and that's how I want to remember him.
You know, one of the weirder things, not weirder, but one of the, I guess, more interesting debates that's come out of this is the police scolded TMZ for reporting that Kobe Bryant had died before any family members were told or were informed. I don't even know where I stand on that because, I mean, obviously, you would think that the right thing to do would, you want the family to know first before it obviously gets out there. Nobody wants to find out that someone that you loved, you know, died because it was on the internet. But then again, you know, if it did happen and it's a news story, I don't know. I would think that it would probably be the right thing to do to hold on to the news. But then again,
you can't.
I know.
If someone beats you to it, then it's your job.
Well, that's the police's what the police do is that they wait to announce victims before until after they've contacted next of kin. But I don't know if that's the responsibility of TMZ.
Well, to know that it was Kobe Bryant, wouldn't you have to have gotten that information? Now, I guess you can call. I guess you could probably call like the airline or where the airport was to figure all of that out.
Yeah,
I guess
they didn't. I mean, they didn't get it from the police.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they did. I'm not sure.
The way that they handle things that they, in this nature is they don't release anything to the media until they've told the next of kin.
I mean, listen, it's happened before where there's been rogue guys on the payroll who have leaked things out. I mean, we've known that in hospitals they've done that. There's been, you know, police officers who have been found to do that before. Who knows if that's the case? I got to think all over Los Angeles, TMZ's got their fingers in, you know, so many different pies out there and a lot of people on the payroll. But who knows? But I just thought that was an interesting debate that I don't even really know where I stand on it. I know what the right thing to do is, but I also know what, you know, you have the information, it should probably be out. And completely changing gears, it's tough to do so, but, you know, you want any more to the rumors that Tom Brady might be going out to California for his next gig for free agency around the corner. Phillip Rivers' future with the Chargers looks like it might be done.
Damn it!
Jay Glazer yesterday, he said the Chargers have moved on from
Phillip
Rivers.
No! Jesus, there's no God!
You know what my favorite thing in the world is, though? Source war! Source war! Right. Because immediately afterwards, Ian Rappaport goes like, oh, not so fast. He says that that the team has yet to make a final decision on Phillip Rivers. I'll go with Glazer in the source war, not Ian Rappaport. Thank you. So if that's the case, they're looking for a quarterback, and Tom Brady seems to be hunky enough to take that spot.
I wonder if Phillip Rivers can get a job.
Yeah, I mean, I think he could. I mean, he didn't have a good year. I mean,
why would I want an old-ass quarterback who's not even very good anymore when I could just, I mean, at least draft some guy and just try to develop him if I'm that bad?
What is the tie-in that he has to Bruce Arians? Because I have heard that the Tampa Bay would be looking to move on from Jameis Winston and possibly sign Phillip Rivers, and there's a tie-in there. So it's either with Bruce Arians or someone on his staff, but I'll have to look. But I mean, there was a pretty good connection between Phillip Rivers and the coaching staff with Tampa. And he lives there. And he lives in Florida, too. So, right. I mean, who knows if that's the case.
Tampa's beautiful. All right. So are we going to get Fesco?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is he around?
I wish he wasn't. Yes, he is.
All right.
Brought over a little too early.
Okay.
All right. So let's. I won't put you on the spot. We'll break.
Would remove him for a moment.
We'll break, and then we'll be on with Fesco.
Be fast.
All right. So here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
.5 Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. We are live from Radio Row, and with us in the Apex Entertainment guest chair,
You got it.
I had to look over at Josh and get make sure I got the right one. We're plugging our company. We have with us a gentleman that we have spoken of before. Last year during the old Kansas City Patriots thing, there was a rivalry that was going on. And you got to know him. He was someone who was very angry at the city of Boston in New England.
Hey, Boston, kiss my ass twice.
This would be Bob Fesco.
I love that I'm a hotkey on your computer. That's fantastic.
Dude, you're about 20 hotkeys on my computer.
Perfect.
From 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. This is cool. I'm glad you came over. But I have to say that you were very insulting to our region. You called it Old England.
That's right.
You did not like our soup.
That's right. No, I do. I like New England clam chowder. Look, I grew up outside of New York and New Jersey, so I've always been partial to New England clam chowder. I'm not a Manhattan clam chowder guy. Give me the New England clam chowder.
You did not like our foliage and our mountains,
pompous mountains in Maine.
You insulted our last names.
Hear ye, the Honorable Judge E. Rosen, whoever in New England.
Mm-hmm. And you told us to kiss your ass
Boston. Kiss my ass twice.
I love it. The best part about it is I'm taking my family on a week-long New England vacation this year.
Oh, you better not tell them your name's Bob Fesco. You've got some enemies up there, sir.
That's right. No, you know what? For me, from my standpoint, I am so glad we have a rival now, a legit rival, because the Raiders are a turd. The Denver Broncos don't do anything anymore. And the Chargers, nobody knows where they live or anything like that. So, like, we've adopted you guys as a rival, and it's been a lot of fun to have that kind of rivalry. And I think for the NFL right now, that's a great rivalry with the Chiefs and the Patriots.
Well, Bob, I want to let you know, I told our listeners that you were coming on this morning, and the phones lit up.
Oh, good.
They lit up. So, because listen, you gave us the what for, and you continue to. That's what a rivalry is about.
That's right.
But I think it hit a lot of people. They took it personally, because when you make fun of the mountains of Maine,
right.
You know, a lot of people live in Maine. They say, hey, I like these mountains. They're not very pompous.
Uh-huh.
So, would you mind taking a couple calls?
Yeah, we could take some calls. Absolutely.
All right, let's go to Sully on line one. Sully, what's up, man?
Am I on with Bob Fesco?
You are. Good morning, Sully. How are you?
I own a restaurant. It is it specializes in the chowder.
Yeah.
And every time you say something bad about the chowder, it's bad for business.
Oh.
So if say tourists come to my restaurant and then they say, oh, I'm Kansas City, no chowder. And then so you rip money from my hands.
I do. Me personally. I wish I had that effect, man. I really
do. You have effect. You have to walk. Think of small business before you speak.
Yeah,
power. You have the. Hey, hang on. You let me talk. You talk so much on high horse. Yeah, okay. So you take business from me. People come in. Oh, look me. I'm from Kansas City. I go crazy. All right. Here I go. I'm into the restaurant. I say, hey, what can I get for you? They say, oh, clam chowder. It's no good. I don't want the pizza on their head.
Oh.
In my restaurant. Hey, you let me talk. 10 seconds.
All right.
My restaurant called Chowderhead.
Okay. Where's your restaurant? I'm coming up there in June and July, my man. We're going to stay on the Cape for a week. Give me your restaurant. I'll come in there and I'll eat some chowder.
I spit in your food.
Then I won't.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sully. I appreciate it.
I was going to give you an opportunity to give you a shout out.
And they're wondering why, you know, we're not going to another Super Bowl.
That's the clip he's talking about, the chowder one there. All right, let's go
I wish I had that effect on Sully's business. I have a lot of people from Kansas City rolling up there and not eating the chowder because of me.
You hit him in the personal spot. There's a lot of people, Bob, as I said, as soon as we said you're on. Okay, let's go to line two, David. David from Saugus. How's it going?
Hi. Okay, so my, my family is like fourth generation New Englanders, and part of the reason we're here is the mountains. And I don't know, they're not sassy. I mean, what's the deal? Pompous mountains.
All right. Thank you, dude. I appreciate that. Apparently, he has like a hard time with what you said about mountains. So, I know. I mean, do you want to take another one?
Sure. Let's go. Let's see what else we got.
Let's go to Ron.
Is this good for business, by the way?
Listen, as I said, listen, it's good. You stirred the pot,
yeah.
Bob. Let's go to, this is Rick. Rick from Worcester. Rick, you are on with Bob Fesco from Kansas City.
All right. So I am a native of Queensbridge, which is just south of London. And with everything that's going on with the Royals right now, I don't understand old England. You insult an area of the country calling it old England as if there was something wrong with that. Can you please explain to me why that would be the case?
Well, I mean, the Royals, I think, are going to be okay this year. They probably won't lose 100 games like they did the last couple of seasons. No, I don't know that they'll be back in the World Series.
I'm not talking about ball sports. I'm talking about referring to the area of New England as old England. It's a tumultuous time.
Does it bother you that I do that?
It's a tumultuous time in England.
Well,
proper.
I've been doing that for a couple of years, though. So
a couple of years you've besmirched the good name of England, and especially at a time like now, you have the audacity to come on and say old England when you know there's problems. There's a Brexit situation going on. Hello, read the paper, okay? There's a whole Brexit thing going on.
Yes.
And now here you
breakfast.
Are.
It's a good meal.
Brexit, you
all right,
fool.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, let's let him go. We'll take one more. Ray from Baltimore. Ray from Baltimore. I don't know why he's calling our show, but Ray from Baltimore. You are on Touch and Rich with Bob Fesco.
Okay, so I have over the years.
I must have taken the wrong line. I thought this was Ray from Baltimore. I'm sorry. Is this Ray? Okay, good.
Yes, this is Ray.
Okay.
Okay, so it's Ray Rosen, and I worked my ass off. I had to work, first of all, undergrad at Princeton. I had to work my ass off in high school. Then I'm in Princeton. I'm paying my own way. Then here I am, law school. I'm working. You ever see The Firm?
No, I have not.
Fesco! You've never seen the movie The Firm with Tom Cruise?
I have not. No, I don't watch a lot of movies. Went to the movies once. Some dude took his shoes off, and I haven't been back since.
Well, you've won me over, you son of a bitch. You piece of garbage.
All right. Thank you very much, Ray. I appreciate it. All right. So you understand. Would you like to say anything to the people of Boston?
I'll see you at the end of June, beginning of July. Come find me on the Cape. We got a house rented. We'll enjoy ourselves.
All right.
July week, I'll be up there.
Should we take one more? This can't be right. Yarmir? Yarmir. It doesn't say where he is from. Yarmir, you're on line four.
Larry.
This is Larry? I'm sorry, this is Larry?
This is Larry.
Larry, you're on with Bob Fesco.
Fesco. I'm a publisher. I'm just a publisher.
All right, Larry. Thank you very much for calling. Okay, so Bob, thank you very much. So I mean, this
got
is,
it, man.
We got to have you on.
Let's do it more often, right? Yeah. Like this, not on the phone with an interview asking about the Chiefs, but more of this stuff. This is fun.
As I said, you know, you've hit the hot buttons. You've riled up.
I love it. It's fantastic, man. It's fantastic.
All right. Well, listen, if you want to return the favor, I'm more than happy to come on and take calls and have people yell at me.
You got it.
All right, Bob.
Anytime. Good to see you.
It's Bob Fesco.
Enjoy the barbecue sauce.
By the way, thank you. You did bring some excellent barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
I truly appreciate that. And we'll definitely keep in touch.
No doubt.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks so much for having me.
I appreciate it. All right. Coming up next, we will get to some of the Super Bowl media night or whatever the hell they're calling it now. The big patented thing. We'll get to that right after this.
Touch and Rich.
98.5, the Sports Sub, we're Toucher and Rich. And Rich is out at the Super Bowl over there with Eagle Leasing, making that possible. How was Fesco?
I mean, listen, he couldn't be nicer. I'm just, you know, there's only one thing that I'm disappointed by. And that is when I asked for Ray from Baltimore, I didn't get
515-75.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, Ray from Baltimore. I was giving you a layup.
You should have told me. I didn't know.
I called an audible. I was just like, I said Yarmir.
No, I know, but I didn't have any Yager because I'd already done like a foreign voice. So
I got it.
Numbers.
Okay, all right. So I just thought Ray from Baltimore.
I had an agenda.
I know, but there you go. But no, Fesco could not have been nicer. He even brought me like a thing of barbecue sauce. So there you go.
No good. It's poisoned.
I'm sorry, man, but when Larry called in, I had to turn the other way. It's like when Wallach was playing the clarinet that one time. Like I couldn't look at him. I just had to turn the other way when Larry called in. Didn't expect Larry to be there. Didn't mean to cut Larry off. So there you go.
Sorry.
So Bird's back.
Bird is here.
Excellent. Bird made it.
Yeah, he's recovered from the Kowloon. He's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
I heard that the Kowloon crew awarded Andy Wong with something last night.
They did. It was the 70th anniversary of the Kowloon, so they gave him a framed Kowloon football jersey with number 70 on it.
That's right. They did. How about that?
Yes, indeed. I mean, and that will go in a place of prominence, I would imagine, somewhere around there. So, God bless them.
All right. So, I pulled the ultimate loser move last night. So, yesterday after, we'll get to our interviews and stuff within the next hour. We, you know, I talked to Jimmy Garoppolo, who, by the way, was smitten with me, really liked me, made him smile a lot. And then Andy Reid, talked with him, Patrick Mahomes, you know, a bunch of other players. But afterwards, you know, this, as I said, Marlins Park is not close to here. It's like a good 30, 40-minute cab ride. And it's not that it's not close. It's that the traffic here sucks. And getting over there was tough as hell. It was a nightmare. You had to go over two bridges to get there. And it's in the middle of a neighborhood. I mean, you are, if you are one block away from people sitting on their front porch and just looking at the side of a gigantic stadium.
Yeah,
and I don't know.
It's the same as Buffalo then, yeah. It's the exact same thing as the football stadium in Buffalo.
I have no idea who planned it because, like, there weren't any, like, major roads in and out. Like, the flow, I think that the most that there was like, a four-lane road kind of in the back. But any other direction that you came in, you're, like, riding on two-lane roads through neighborhoods to go to the parking decks. But as John made a great point, when no one's going to the games, then I guess it doesn't matter as much. So last night afterwards, we did the whole media day thing, and it ended around 10:15. And I was starving, absolutely starving. And the only restaurant that is around that area that's within walking distance is there was a Wendy's that was a couple blocks away. So I'm like, I got to eat. So I walked over to the Wendy's and I go pull on the door and it's locked. You can't get in. They've closed the inside, but I see cars are through the drive-thru. And I'm like, oh, God. Screw it. I'm not going to eat for another hour because the cab ride's going to take forever to get home. I'm going to go to the back of the drive-thru and stand in line and see if I can order something. So I go walking around the back, and as I walk there, I realize there's already two people standing in line behind cars to try to order food at the drive-thru. So the cars go pulling up, and when it finally gets to me and these two other people, they won't answer it. They're just ignoring us. Or I don't know, is there some sensor that the car doesn't pick up that somebody's actually there, but there's a line of cars behind us as well. And I'm yelling, hello, hello. And they must hear me. And they're just ignoring me. So finally I go walking up to the window where you end up like paying for it. And I said, hey, can I just like order something and buy it from you here? And the woman's like, no, we're not allowed to do that. I'm like, man, I'll just give you the money. Can I just do it? And she's like, I'm sorry, I can't do it. And so for a second I was contemplating, like, you go through this thought, should I go to the car behind me and tell the guy, listen, I'll pay for your meal if you just order me like 10 nuggets and a Frosty. But then there's the party that goes, I'm not walking up to anyone's window in the middle of this like weird neighborhood and reaching in their window when everyone nowadays drives with a gun. So I ended up just walking away, trying to pull. And you guys ever done that? You ever tried to walk through a drive
yes.
before? Like, is that un-American that they won't serve you?
Yes.
Like, why won't they do that?
I don't know, but I've never successfully walked through a drive through and gotten food.
I mean, is there? What if they say it's for safety's sake? I mean, you're just as it's just as dangerous if somebody pulls up in their car. Correct?
I don't know. The bank freaks out too. Like back when you used to have to like talk to someone at the bank.
You walk through a drive-through at the bank?
Oh, I've done it. I worked at a bank. I was a bank teller, and I worked the drive-through. And there was this dude that did it all the time because the inside line would be like crazy. So he would just walk through the drive. I don't care. Sure, it's bulletproof. I don't mind, and I would do it with him. And I would. There was no rule at the bank that you couldn't do it. But that is. Some weird archaic rule, and I don't know why the hell they didn't want my money, but it just seems like completely un-American to not serve somebody who truly wants chicken nuggets.
All right, so what do you want to do coming up here? Because we have audio. Do you want to play some of the audio?
Yeah, we could go and get some of it, sure.
Okay, so we have some audio. Rich is out in Miami. He was at the big media night last night, and you would say you got to talk to a lot of people.
Tons. I mean, I talked to, you know, most of the big names there. I mean, you know, and then I did some things for you, Fred.
Thank you. How did the Fesco thing go? Was it all right or was it bad?
What do you mean?
The thing with Fesco.
While talking to him? Oh, he's super nice.
I know, but was the bit bad?
Bit was good. What are you worried about?
What are you saying, Rich?
Oh, I thought it was fine. I have to be honest. I was shocked that I didn't get a
numbers.
Yeah, that was the way. If there was any problem with it, it was that. I couldn't wait.
I wanted Ray to go. Hey, Bob, let me talk to you, Bob. I can't do your Ray Lewis. It's my favorite impression.
All right.
Other than Mr. Wizard.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we do our best. All right. No commercials here. Just the headlines. We'll hear some of Rich from Media Day.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partership with MGM Springfield. Field.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.